I now call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board for Tuesday, September 30th. Would you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So our chair is here this evening. However, she's having some vision difficulties, so I'm going to be stepping in to read the items into the record. Please let the record show that all members are in attendance with the exception of John Williams, who has an excused absence this evening. Can I get county staff introductions?
Blanca Vasquez, Clark County Commissioner, Dickerson's office.
Matt Young, Clark County Comprehensive Planning.
Thank you. During this meeting, we have a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, please step up to the podium and... Please step up to the podium and give your name and address for the record. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Also, please, during the meeting, turn off all your phones, recorders, devices, anything that you may have that may disturb the meeting, and any conversations you need to have with your neighbor, if you would please step outside into the lobby to do so. All right, can I get approval for the minutes for September 9th, 2025?
Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes for the September 9th, 2025 meeting.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes for September 9th, 2025. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Approve the agenda for September 30th, 2025.
I motion to approve the agenda for September 30th, 2025.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda for this evening, September 30th, 2025. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, we have an informational item this evening.
Is this when I hold items?
That was an agenda approval.
Oh, okay. I'll just wait.
Yeah, wait till we call you and then.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
We have an informational presentation this evening from Clark County Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
If you could give us your name.
Hi, my name is Mindy Sproach. I am the program administrator over the Public Arts Office for Clark County Parks and Recreation. I just want to let you know that we have this exciting sculpture project coming up at Sunset Park, and it is, we have three artists that are going to propose a public art sculpture at Eastern and Sunset. Right there at the corner of the park. And that's going to take place Monday, October 20th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. We'd love to see anyone that wants to come out, please do. After those presentations, the evaluation committee will be making a decision or a selection. Anyone that attends, while you're not going to make that final selection, you will have an opportunity to talk to staff about those designs. And so we can carry forward if there's an issue or somebody has some suggestions, we can carry forward with the person that we're selecting. This project will go to comprehensive planning after that. And so encourage anyone that wants to come and see this presentation. It really helps for the comprehensive planning review. Lastly, these three artists will be kind of going around Sunset Park with their designs. They are required to do community engagement That could look a number of different ways, but most likely what that's going to be is they're going to be around Sunset Park interviewing people and showing people their designs and giving feedback. They will have to present that at their presentation. That's all I have. Do you have any questions?
So is there going to be three sculptures by three artists, or they're competing for one?
They are competing.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move into planning and zoning. I'm going to read the item into the record. We ask that you come up. Please use the microphone so that we are recording and we'll hear you clearly. If you have documents to show, we can place them either on the easel or on the screen through the camera there. Item number one, WC 25400106, UC 240441, Gypsy LLC, waiver of conditions of a use permit, limiting the approval to October 19th, 2024 only, with 1 week for setup and 1 week for takedown in conjunction with existing taverns and nightclubs on 2.22 acres in a CG commercial general zone and an RS 3.3 residential single family 3.3 zone within the Airport Environs AE 65 overlay, generally located west of Paradise Road and north and south of Naples Drive within Paradise. Hello. On.
Hello.
There you go.
My name is Marion Perry, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, representing the applicant, which is the Gypsy and Piranha nightclubs that are located. This is Gypsy right here. This is Piranha right here. I've been representing the owner of these clubs for probably 15 years now. I've been before you with a lot of different applications as the owner has been seeking to generally improve the area, and if you haven't had a chance to get over to Gypsy, I would suggest you do because it's absolutely beautiful. One thing that is difficult about this area is that although these clubs have been here since probably, I think, the 80s, the area around it is zoned commercial and it has been historically parking challenged. We are working on quite a few projects to change that, but what I'm here before you tonight with is at the most recent legislative session, the legislature made a determination that they wanted to honor this area with the name of the Fruit Loop, which was requested by the LGBTQ community, and it was officially designated the Fruit Loop.
Wow.
I know. It's interesting to come talk to people about that, but this has been officially designated. This wasn't a Clark County action, it was a legislative action. And as part of that, the community would like to have a ribbon-cutting announcement celebration of this in connection with National Coming Out Day and Pride celebration, which will take place on October 11th. Because this area is zoned residential, even though not used as residential, and you'll actually see me in a couple of weeks when we come and ask for it to be rezoned to commercial, and because of the parking in the area, it doesn't qualify for a temporary event permit. So instead, we have had to come and request that this area be designated as a recreational facility, which is actually the same use permit that you would have to get for, say, a baseball stadium. We came back previously and got that use permit in order to have the Gay Softball World Series closing ceremonies here. And when we were presented with the opportunity to have this ribbon-cutting ceremony, given the amount of time, the only way to get the approvals necessary was actually to waive the condition of the previous use permit, where it was only permitted for one day, and change that condition to be the date of National Coming Out Day. So what is proposed is actually a much smaller event than the Gay Softball World Series. There'll be a small stage here, some high-top tables, a couple of food trucks, and a couple of bars. It's going to have community resources available from the LGBT community to provide resources for mental health, medical testing, things that they want to make sure are available and known to the community. It'll be a one-night event, and we're looking forward to it being something special to the community as they designate this area the group. It will actually be for this whole area, but because my client happens to own this, this, and this, which have nothing in them, we're here to request a permit. So staff has recommended approval, and we respectfully request that you follow that.
Thank you.
Any questions? Happy to answer.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? See no one, I'll close the public and open to the board.
If nobody has any issues, I'd like to make a motion to approve the preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you so much. See you in a little bit.
Are they going to be doing a sign, a designated sign?
Good question. If it were a county designation, it would have a sign. Because the legislature did it on its own, we're not really sure yet, but we're working on it.
Well, hopefully we'll see you back. Okay, item number 2, DR250630, KHW625 LLC and Marriott Corp Lease, design review for a proposed parking garage on 3.83 acres in a PF public facility zone within the airport environs, AE60 and AE65 overlay, generally located south of Kitty Hawk Way and west of Paradise Road within Paradise.
Hi, good to meet you. Sorry, good evening, Lexa Green, 1980 Festival Father Dry here on behalf of the applicant. I am coming before you to request a 30-day hold for this item. And then we will also be requesting to hold the October 8th BCC hearing date as well for 30 days. As the applicant is still trying to work through and finalize the things. I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
All right, we have a request for a hold on this application. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. What date would that be, Blanca, in 30 days? Do you know?
It's going to be 30 days. So that would be October 28th.
The October 28th.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you. Item number 3, UC250625, Taberti R&J LLC, use permits for the following: avocational, vocational training facility, and recreational environmental facility in conjunction with an existing office warehouse complex on 3.89 acres, an IL, industrial light zone, generally located on east of Decatur Boulevard and north of Hacienda Avenue within Paradise.
Hello. Yeah, good evening, member of the board. My name is Rain. I also work for Clark County Water Reclamation Team, but today I'm here.
Can you get, okay, Ray, last name?
My last name is Sam.
And your address?
Okay, so today I speak on behalf of East Table Tennis Club. The address will be 5260 South Decatur Boulevard, the suite number 2.
Very good.
Actually today I'm here on behalf of East Table Tennis Club. We are requesting approval for a special use permit to operate our training facility at this location. Our club has been part of the Las Vegas community since 2013 and originally located on the Patrick Lane. The reason we moved over here because we handled the contract. The owner did decide to sell property. So we recently relocated over here, and because of the zoning requirements, we need this permit to continue serving the community. And long story short, most important thing, our club is not about just more like table tennis. We promote wellness, health, and community engagement, offering a positive environment for people of all backgrounds. And the very, very important thing is totally indoor, no outdoor practicing or exercising. Please let me know if you do have any question, and I'm showing the layout, which is the floor plan over here, but if you don't mind, I will show you more indoor or outdoor pictures. So here you go. So here's the indoor photos, and we do have some outdoor photos. That's another sign of the corner of the building.
Perfect. Is there anyone from the audience who has any comments or questions?
I'm sorry.
I was asking if anyone in the public had any comments or questions. Seeing no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board. Anybody? Go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion to approve with preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So you're going to go to the October 21st Planning Commission for your next step. Okay?
Thank you, ma'am.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Item number four, UC 250629-815 Twain LLC, a use permit for a banquet facility in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 3.33 acres in a CG commercial general zone within the Maryland Parkway and Airport Environs AE 60 overlays, generally located east of University Center Drive and south of Twain Avenue within Paradise. Is our applicant here at the banquet facility? All right, we'll trail this item to the end. Item number five, UC 250634, Team Torres LLC, use permit for a banquet facility in conjunction with an existing office warehouse complex on 2.2 acres in an IP industrial park zone within the airport environs, AE 65 overlay, generally located east of Topaz Street and south of Dustin Avenue within Paradise. Hello. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, we'll close it to the public, open it to the board. A question I have is, how many people maximum can you fit into the facility?
We have to get it, we have to have a fire inspection for them to come in, but we're approximating about 200 people, 250.
Okay. Because one of the reasons staff is recommending denial for you is because the street that the building is on is not considered a main arterial street to have that much traffic. So if everybody came in twos, that's 125 cars coming off what they consider a small street. Are your banquets only in the evening because that's one of the concerns is, you know, how much traffic you would be bringing into the center off that street at the time.
Right now there's not much going on in that area. A lot of it, the area is empty lots. So the area north of this is just an empty parking or empty dirt lot. The houses torn down because squatters. So they just tore the building down, so that's just empty. The building right here is an old soccer complex, and they're just doing like water filtration systems now, so that's basically empty at night. This is another just empty warehouse. Way over here is one local residence, and then everything else over here is all commercial. So during that time, it's literally empty and dead area. There's no one there. And then the main street, the next main street right here is Patrick, the next main street right here is Russell. So this street is, well, it's,
the next main street is Hondo and then Russell.
And then Russell, yeah.
And then, but this street basically leads to both of those main.
Because one of the concern, you know, even though everything's empty now, you have to look at it's not going to stay that way. You know, the buildings are going to fill up and whatnot.
Oh, no, they're occupied. They're just.
They're just not.
They're not. I mean, like.
If there's not heavy use.
Right. They're not heavy use. There's not a lot going on during even business hours, and especially during off business hours when we would be operating some weddings and stuff or events. That area is completely empty.
Okay. I know it's mostly industrial through there, and you. So while it is not considered a main street, most of the people are going to be gone when you go through there.
Correct.
So that's something to consider. Anybody else have any questions?
I had a question. You said parking wasn't an issue. 200 cars there seems like a lot.
Well, we have 110. There's 110 spots available.
There's 104. I could tell you how many. I think there is 68 that are required through all the businesses. Our facility would be about 20 spaces. They said it's 4 spaces per 1,000 feet.
Okay.
Of the warehouse.
But you said 200 people with 4 spaces or 68 spaces.
That was just the Clark County regulations for the for a banquet facility.
Yeah.
But there's 104 spaces.
We have to remember most of those 200 people will be families and everyone will be coming together.
For the total required would be 68 spaces for all of the businesses. For every business that's there is 68 spaces.
I don't understand that.
Okay. It is, there is going to be a parking issue because 104 is not enough for if you had a full space and anybody else from the other businesses showed up. However, I always look at that as a landlord issue because they're the ones that are going to have to deal with the problem when there's not enough parking for all your people. So if they lease to you knowing you're going to have more people than they have parking spaces, that's an issue they're going to have. I don't see this particular site as being one that's going to compromise any of the properties around them in terms of outside of what that landlord controls. Yeah.
And I would add, most events are going to be 100 or less people. We're just talking about max. What it can hold. And if it was, if we were to have a big party, such as a large wedding, we would use shuttles or something to accommodate the party.
So what I'm going to recommend, and we'll see if the rest of the board goes along with me, is what's called a one-year review. So we would approve your application, but you would have to come back in a year, and if there were any complaints about your use, then you would lose your use permit. But at least gives you an opportunity to try it and hopefully maintain control of your facility so that there's no complaints from neighbors or what's going on there.
Yeah, maybe you can work out some of the, you're going to have some glitches that show up in this for sure, so you could maybe work them out in that period of time. I think that's an excellent recommendation.
So I'll make a motion to approve this application subject to preliminary staff conditions with the addition of a one-year public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, you're going to go on to the October 21st Planning Commission meeting for the next step. They will know what we said, but that doesn't mean that's what will happen. So, okay. Okay, item number 6, UC 25061834400, Western Avenue LLC, a use permit for a cannabis establishment, consumption lounge, waiver of development standards to reduce the separation of a cannabis consumption lounge to a non-restricted gaming property in conjunction with an existing retail cannabis establishment on 6.26 acres and an IL industrial light zone generally located south of Desert Inn Road and east of Western Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. Rosa Furman, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicants. I am here requesting a special use permit for a consumption lounge as well as a waiver for reduced separation distance, which I will get into in a second. But to orient you to the site, we are just south of Desert Inn and east of Western Avenue. For some background, this building has been in existence since the 70s. It's an industrial building. It first was approved in 2014 for medical marijuana production and cultivation. It was later approved for retail and dispensary in 2017. It also didn't differentiate from medical marijuana and non-medical marijuana. There have also been modifications to the building, several modifications to the building, as recently as February of this year. For instance, they added a parking lot here, which increased access as well as provided additional pedestrian access to the building. I think I was before you all in May for a modified site plan. So this request here is for a consumption lounge. So essentially we're just requesting to add this use to the already established cannabis facility. The building will not change landscaping nor any parking will not change by the addition of this use. So this use will be located here along the northern part of the building, so facing, Desert Inn here, Desert here. We are meeting the separation distances when it comes to a community facility and the schools. We are not within 15 feet by either of those. However, there is a 1,500-foot separation distance for the non-restricted gaming properties. We do have one property that falls within that 1,500 feet, and that's the Mirage property. You'll see Treasure Island here, and the Mirage, which now will be Hard Rock, which extends it here. So as you can see, that's about 1,300 and some change there. So it's about 170 feet short of that separation requirement. It's minimal. We do not think it's going to negatively impact the site having the separation here, not meeting the 1,500. As I showed you earlier, the site is on the northern end of that parcel. The entrances will be located here for the retail attached consumption lounge. We have conditional approval from the Cannabis Compliance Board. We have an extension until December of 2025 to comply with the state and local requirements, which includes entitlements, which is why we are here. So that is in progress. We are complying with the requirement for the impaired driver prevention plan, things that include signage within the building as well as in the parking lot, of course, warning patrons of driving under the influence, things like employee training for overconsumption and things to look out for like that. There's also going to be a 24-hour no-tow policy, which will be communicated to the patrons. Essentially, if they cannot drive, if they need to leave their car there, it will not be towed for 24 hours. It's an incentive not to drive, of course. I mentioned employee training, as well as other rideshare incentives, round-trip transportation through limos and things like that. And again, customer engagement with patrons that will be at the consumption lounge is important as part of the impaired driver prevention plan here. So again, this is an established cannabis facility. We're simply adding this use. This is an experienced cannabis operator, and they intend to keep operating and complying with all these state and local laws, and will continue to do so with the cannabis consumption lounge. Staff is recommending approval, and we would respectfully request the same from this board. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, we'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
I have a question. You say that you a large seating area for a total of 66 people. That includes a stage, a DJ booth, as well as a service area. You think that's all the people you're going to have is 66?
Correct, and I believe that will be tied to the occupancy of that specific area. So I can show you this floor plan. So you can see here, this is the consumption lounge. So compared to the whole scale of the parcel, the whole operation of Duralink, it's just a small portion of the site. So you can see here, there's DJ booth, seating here, and then they have the exit. So retail is in this area, and then we have the parking lot to the north.
So it's more on the scale of a bar versus a nightclub with dancing, I'm assuming.
Correct. We can be distinguished from it. It's not going to be like a hot sun that's
right.
Several stories high.
And is there alcohol?
No. No. Really no okay. alcohol.
Okay. I mean, I just have one question because when I drive by places and I smell it, how are you controlling your ventilation in that area? Because, you know, when you drive by, you smell in some of this.
Sure.
I mean, it's getting bad.
Sure.
So they will, how are you answering that with that?
Sure. So they will have special ventilation that will help with this. Part of that will be. There's a condition to this application that they have to submit a odor control plan. So they're going to have to submit that to the county separately. So that's a condition of approval.
So with that one, how often is it tested? Is it monthly that you guys are tested for that? That's my problem. It's like, how often do you test? I don't know that policy. Sorry, I should have known it by now. But how often do you get tested for that?
That is a question that I do not know the answer to, but I can find out and then let you know.
Do you know the answer?
I do not. That's
yeah,
that's my only concern. When you start opening these up all over, you know, you just, even though we're ventilating outside.
Sure.
So any area that it's around is tourists or, you know, you smell it. You can't get away from it.
Sure. And I know
that's my major concern with the more we open, that we don't have the checks and balance of the odors and disturbing other people's right not to smell it, okay. Just like you have the right to smell it.
So
that is my only concern.
And I believe that odor control plan will address those
concerns
for that very reason.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. You go on to BCC on 10/22.
Have a nice night.
Thank you. Item number 7ET25400099, UC220478, Illumina Flamingo LP, use permits, second extension of time for the following: 1 multifamily residential development, 2 restaurant, and 3 on-premises consumption of alcohol. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1 increased building height, 2 reduced parking, and 3 allow modified driveway design standards. Design reviews for the following: 1 proposed multifamily residential development with a ground level restaurant, and 2 alternative parking lot landscaping on 8 acres in the CR Commercial Resort AE60 zone, generally located on the south side of Flamingo Road, 260 feet west of Paradise Road within Paradise. Hey,
good evening, board. 11 O'Meany, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant for this extension of time. To orient you to the site, the parcels are located on the south side of Flamingo Road and approximately 260 feet west of Paradise Road. This is one of 2 applications that approved the project. This is the second extension of time because we did an administrative extension of time and the owners felt they could have the permits and commence construction. But as it was getting closer to October, we decided to do a full extension as a public hearing, because you only allow one administrative extension. So this is to allow for that second extension of time. They have submitted the permits. They're doing mapping. They really have progressed with the project, but just the fear that they might not be done before October. And we're in October. Tomorrow is October, yeah. So it was good that we submitted this a few months ago. So staff has recommended approval for 2 years to give us time to kind of go through the process, because they did redesign, and we've done an administrative design review as well for the project that is in permitting now. So we will appreciate your recommendation of approval as stated in the report, and with all of that's if approved conditions. With that, I'm here to answer any questions. Thank you.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public and open it to the board. Is 2 years enough?
Yes, ma'am, because we're already in permitting.
Okay.
The map and a few things. We have most of the technical reports done, utilities done. It was just a few things that we didn't anticipate with construction.
If no one has anything, I'd make a motion to approve, subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. 1021 for planning.
Thank you, board.
Thank you. Nice seeing you.
Nice seeing you. Been a while.
Okay, let's circle back over to item number 4, which was UC 25-0629-815. Twain LLC for a banquet facility, use permit for a banquet facility. There's no one present. I'd make a motion to return to board at our October 14th meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we have general business on the budget. Did you get our return to board?
Four is a return to four, right? And then hold for 2 weeks, which is
October 14th. Any one of our 40 departments budgets.
So, if you have any requests, let me know. My responsibility to the board, especially for our junior town board members, is to record that information and then forward over to the appropriate departments that would look into that. And then report the following year to see whether or not they included it into their fiscal year budget or whether they were not able to.
I have a question.
Yes.
Seeing I didn't know anything about this at all, I had no idea that was part of our job description, or, you know.
Part it's of just, it's more of a wish list.
Yeah, no, else. But I only found out about a wish list when you presented it last time. I had no idea. My only thing is that this is my first time looking at this. It's all red over here.
Yeah.
These poor guys are dying.
Now think about what is.
That's why I don't go there.
Yeah, think about when those neighborhoods were built. So older neighborhoods are going to have older streets. Like I said, Clark County is trying to keep up. You know, you see green in some of these older areas because they're maybe high volume traffic areas that we have to absolutely keep up with because there's so much traffic on them.
I was just noticing, if you just shut your eyes to it, it's just a lot of red.
You look over on the west side of town, and I don't think that's all of Clark County.
Yeah.
Side of town, a lot of green, because it's newer stuff out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and didn't you say they're supposed to do it like every 10 years? Whereas, like, my neighborhood hasn't been done in the 35 years I've been in it. So
it's not every 10 years, it's whatever they rate you at. So if you have a street that looks good and it's been 15 years, they're going to probably not do that.
And it's hard because you don't know what they consider good, but I could send you a video of Annie Oakley right now, which they say is green, and it's horrible. It is just absolutely horrible. So it's... You know, I understand it's one of those things. There's not money right now. They're going to go to the red areas first before they come circle back around. And the excessive heat we're having anymore.
Yeah.
You can lay a road and it's just going to be gone. You just can't keep up with it. I'm bidding paving right now for my properties, and the cost is just outrageous.
Yeah, well, and that's what our director was just telling us a couple weeks ago, is that it's less paving, but that's why the total amount of linear feet or miles per year is just less and less every year. They're trying to increase the budget, but you know, everything is related to sales tax and property tax and all of that is just down.
I have one other comment. Do they inspect after they've done some utility work on the patch areas? The patch areas are horrible.
You mean where they cut into the roads to add utilities?
Yeah. They don't. They don't. I mean, they're... Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
If there is a specific area that you really want the county to go back out, you know, we require them to replace that road the way that they left it or they found it, right? So if you have an area, email me, depending on what area it's in, and then we'll ask Public Works to go look at it. Especially if there was a utility company that was just in there a couple weeks
there
ago.
Was.
We know that it wasn't Clark County or it was just a job that hadn't been patched correctly.
And they're responsible to repay, so
yes.
Nobody goes and rechecks
so
them.
So that's our standard. We
right.
go we let the utility
right.
company or whoever, construction
right.
company, they have to go back and
okay.
to
our okay. Okay. That answers a lot. Sorry.
So I have a wish list item.
Okay.
I would love to request the purchase of a high throughput color laser all-in-one printer with the capacity to scan and print no less than 30 pages per minute, duplex, for use of the Paradise Town Advisory Board secretary at a location of her choosing, as well as all associated consumables for the biennium.
Okay.
Not to exceed $1,200.
You want to send that over to her?
She can get all the details. Yes, it's on the screen.
Send his Best Buy account on it.
You know what? Send that to me.
Okay.
Because that is something that I would include part of my request.
Okay.
It should be something that's more administrative, so for our purpose, so that it would be
okay.
Are you on the school website? Is that the website?
I can be. I can find it. Do you want me to? I can request it for
No, we usually have an annual request to get Blanca a raise.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
So, okay, send look at Staples and
okay.
See if there's something that looks acceptable for our secretary,
okay.
Especially a secretary that has a town board of our size, and then I'll just add to it.
Okay. She would be so sad. She would think Santa Claus
is nothing like it's going to take over her whole entirely.
No. Just desktop things.
That's
that
nice.
She needs
that she can print them quicker.
She needs something better to print and scan because she scans all of it from the end.
And in lieu of that, a stamps.com account.
Okay, I'm serious. So we talked about the signage around like any by the blinds off. And that's already great. And I just either investigation on that or why we're not holding them responsible because whoever printed them originally when we used to do them, we used to seal and code them so that they lasted forever. So whoever they went to this time took a shortcut.
Now, the stuff that I recognize and what she's talking about is all the street name signage
and walking signs and street exit signs.
It's all off the sign.
You do. Get your blinders on. I always tell her, blinders, she calls
it's
me.
It's the excessive heat. If you drive
it
around
is,
town
no, I,
and look at shopping centers
I know,
that
I did
are black
research,
or...
No, I did some research. It's not the heat. They did not, and I used to have them made for all my job sites and stuff, and the problem is the new printing that they've done, they saved money, but they did
right.
Do the colder shrinkage, so it doesn't like attach to the metal like it used to. So if you look at the signs now, they're different than they used to be.
Right.
And I know it's cutting costs, but now we have signs that like where the walkway is or where crossing for, you know, it's gone.
Is that a bid process for the signage with this county or does the county do it itself?
This is an example. It's a 10%, but this is an example of what she's talking about.
Oh. What?
And then you have other like
it looks
white
spooky.
Ones too.
Yeah, it does. It does.
The whole town is like
yeah,
that.
You don't
see
it everywhere.
Oh,
I would disagree with that. You don't see it everywhere, but every once in a while, this one looks like it's
you
know that font that's called creepy.
Yeah.
Like that's what that looks
yeah.
like.
So, anyways, I would like to know that.
So
also, the painting that I complained about this too, the power boxes and anything that you send a painter out to, whether it's graffiti or power boxes, they make it look worse. They go out and they don't match color. Now, we all know in the industry you can match color to the closest possible. They're not even trying. Henderson has the same issue.
So my only response to that is they have, 20 years ago they had 3 colors. Now they have like 12 colors in their color. So they really do try to match. If you see something that is absolutely ridiculous that's out there, we have a lot of people that carry paint in their truck. And they go, they hate graffiti, and they go and they just cover it up.
Well, these are your guys. These are anybody that does like the power boxes or
well, no,
graffiti.
That,
yeah.
That could be your neighbor too. Like there are
no,
people.
No, I've seen you guys. Spray cans out there that come in the back of the trucks for you guys. So the only thing I'm asking, if they're saying there's shortage, so I call them and they say, well, we're pressed for time and everybody's complaining. Well, then hire more people. That's always my answer. If we need more people, then that's where I want my budget.
Is it
more jobs?
Is it worth our time trying to request a code enforcement officer?
No,
I did
that was something that we actually got.
Oh, we did?
Yeah,
I got that
last time. I was excited about
okay.
that. I can always ask for more, though.
Yeah.
I want more.
Can ask for more.
I would love one to be.
You can just leave it as a staple item on your
wish
list.
Can we request
I would
an
like
elimination
it to be
or exchange of PCMs?
Yeah. I wish they would focus on commercial properties, just code enforcement on commercial properties. They let them go to in older areas. They let them go.
Do
to
you need anything?
Well,
everything.
Need a raise.
Exactly.
The frustrating thing for me is the flag signs are illegal.
Yeah.
And you see them all along the streets, and I don't know why we can't have public relations programs with the county where they tell sign companies, don't sell these. They're
I was going to talk to her about it. I haven't had a chance. I had a guy come out on the corner of Serene and Eastern because the new grocery store there has them all over the walkway and they're fucked signs.
Yep. They're in the signs that look like this.
And they're not allowed.
And
like
they stand on, they stick them in the ground. Oh. And they'll say, like, tacos.
And the code says you cannot
and
have them.
Those are against code.
Yep.
But they sell them by the tons and they stick them in there because they distract traffic and block traffic coming out of drive. But no one pays any attention.
And the code enforcement came out and said it was fine. Nothing was wrong. I got that email for you. I don't know why you get it started.
When is our closing on this list?
We started it last week. They got it, and then 2 weeks later, we are finalizing our list. So I have to submit it this week.
I'll just wait till next year, maybe more money.
You're going to be here next year?
You're going to run against it.
So we're
am I? You sure?
I'm too old for that.
He's 78. Oh, really?
All right, so with that, we've got four items. New printer for Maureen. We've got requests for signage repair on all streets within Paradise that are showing signs of bleeding. We've got a request to add additional paint colors to our graffiti abatement team to better color match. And then we've got a request for more graffiti staff. We've got a request for a possible public relations. Campaign to push out message to sign companies that their signage, their flag signage, is against our content.
Could we? I mean, can we push it out to the stores and stuff?
Yeah,
I've been pushing for a public relations campaign on all our codes for years.
We're building department.
Yeah.
I can add that too. We've added it before. We can add it again.
Yeah. I don't know.
Does expire? Do we handle expired license plates?
Yeah. Social media.
Yeah. It's easier.
It's
easier. It's
faster. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
So.
Do we handle expired license plates?
That's the state.
No, it's easy.
Ah, shoot. We could. The state could have so much money if they enforced it.
Except only Metro can pull them over, so when they ask
the
better things to do.
No, the Metro can drive through any big box parking lot.
Well, yeah, that's still Metro.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is this
my building engineer was being chased across the parking lot by a homeless man with a knife, and we called Metro, and they weren't available for 2 hours. So they don't have time to go look at it.
Well, that's because there's a fender bender on Eastern and Flamingo, and there's 28 cops there.
Yep. Are we done?
Okay.
Public comment, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please state your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. So we have no one present.
So once again, I missed my opportunity after informational items because we had our one informational item. I didn't get a chance. I'm sorry, I forgot all about you. That's okay. We've got a couple of events happening in Paradise with two commissioners. The first one's with Commissioner Gibson. It is a trunk for treat here at the Paradise Park, and it's scheduled for October 25th. Commissioner Knapp is having a Halloween event. This is more for people with pets. It will include a pet costume contest, animal adoptions, and then vegan food and treats.
Okay. Dogs are not vegan.
Make a motion?
Okay.
So
So we can bring those back at the October 14th meeting so the public.
Absolutely. Okay. So we'll just leave them here on the podium, but that event is on October 25th as well.
Okay. All right. Our next meeting date is October 14th. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Not turning off.